Thanks for joining us to discuss Wisper's activities update for the third quarter of FY20. We've been busy helping organisations grapple with the COVID-19 operating environment that will likely continue for some time. So this morning we thought it was important to provide some context around what all this means for the company. I'll take you through an overview of the major activity for the quarter. Our CFO, Gareth Roberts, will help me take any of your questions at the end. Slide 2 shows the first of our main metrics, annualised recurring revenue. Our annualised recurring revenue at the 31st of March was $40.5 million due to increased platform use by existing customers and significant new customer growth. Our ARR was up 10.4% over the December 2019 quarter and almost 30% on the prior corresponding period. Turning to slide 3, you'll see that customer cash receipts of $9 million for the quarter. At the same time, we reduced net cash outflows from operating activities to negative $1.4 million, down from negative $2.1 in Q2. The strong quarterly performance across key metrics was due to increased demand for communication software, increased platform use for business-critical COVID-19 interactions, and improved productivity and operating efficiency. Slide 4 shows how this performance is built on strong underlying recurring revenue streams. Our revenue retention has improved to 123% as our existing customers increase the use of the platform. While our customers are generally long-term and spending more over time, record new customer growth has been supported by our ability to quickly deploy communications capabilities for these new customers, often within a matter of hours. This last point really comes to life on the next slide. On slide 5, increased demand for communication software during COVID-19 combined with the availability of Wisper's easy-to-use templates delivered a record 49 net new customers this quarter. This record new customer growth brings total customer numbers to 558 at the end of the quarter. On the next slide, you can see that the new customers included 6 federal government departments and agencies, 16 government departments and agencies, and 8 new global brands. With a key role to play in helping organisations communicate effectively with all their stakeholders as they navigate these evolving operating conditions, Wisper rolled out a focused COVID-19 go-to-market strategy. At its core, the campaign uses 12 ready-to-use COVID-19 business-critical communications templates for organisations and provides 10 guiding principles to keep stakeholders informed and master their COVID-19 communications. Slide 8 shows these 10 guiding principles down the left and the corresponding core Wisper capabilities on the right. On the next slide, we outline how we provided these templates free to existing customers or offered them as part of a new customer sign-up. Moving to slide 10, you can see the breadth of template concepts we offered. Everything from advisories about changing operating conditions through to statutory reporting and travel declarations. Slide 11, and taking it down a level, you can see that these templates or how these templates could look once branded by customers. We're also rolling out a joint COVID-19 go-to-market strategy with channel partners, Telstra in Australia and StarHub in Asia, as you can see on slide 12. Partnerships are key as they provide cost-effective access to new industry sectors. And key to this campaign success has been ensuring that nearly all our new customers can implement their COVID-19 communications within 24 hours, often on the same day of becoming a Wisper customer. Other key advantages make it a compelling offer. These include secure communications that are easy to update and modify, requiring no IT development, multiple delivery channels, and a full audit trail capability. Slide 13 shows that the templated approach has also worked across the private sector as well as all 3 levels of government, federal, state, and local. While I've already mentioned new customers today, unsurprisingly, platform usage across our whole existing customer base increased over the quarter as many use Wisper to keep stakeholders informed during their changed operating conditions, as a result of the pandemic. Importantly, the diversity of our use cases creates many important cross-selling opportunities for the, and provide a strong platform for growth in FY21 and beyond. Turning to R&D on slide 14. The company continued to maintain and enhance its competitive advantage through investment in platform and product research and development over the quarter. With capitalised R&D expenses of $1.04 million, this brings our R&D investment to $6.5 million for the financial year to date. We've also continued to enhance and refine platform capability, adding new workflow functionality, improvements to the intelligence, functionality and intuitiveness of Whisper's visual workflows enables customers to create and manage complex communications with conditional logic without having to rely on IT expertise. To that end, we strengthened authentication, encryption, and interoperability features to improve messaging privacy and reliability. Our ongoing investment in R&D improves platform reliability and scalability while catering to the evolving communications demands from our 558 customers. Moving to slide 15 and new leadership appointments. Well, this product innovation is all well and good, but you need the right team in place to deploy it. Last month, we made two more leadership appointments to accelerate our growth strategy. Matt Lambie is our new Chief Technology Officer, and Ben Erskine has joined as our Head of Marketing. Matt Lambie has more than 20 years' experience in software development, data engineering, and business intelligence, with previous group CTO roles at Singapore-based funding societies and MoneySpart. He was the founder and chief information officer of the Frontier Group for 15 years, where he worked with global clients including BHP, Rio Tinto, Chevron and Woodside. While Ben Erskine brings more than 16 years marketing experience, including 5 years at Xero, most recently as head of marketing operations. He has also held senior marketing positions at SunPower Corporation, Gemina, and Infosys Technologies. Matt and Ben are both highly qualified and respected operators within the enterprise software domain, and their previous experience in our key target markets will be invaluable as we execute our growth strategy. Turning to our outlook on slide 17. Our strong quarterly performance sees the company on track to achieve its FY2020 prospectus forecast, underpinned by recurring revenue streams. We remain well-funded for growth with a cash and equivalents balance at the 31st of March 2020 of $16.7 million. Many of you will have seen this graphic before, but it's worth reiterating as it shows where Whisper sits in the total market for this type of communication. The CPaaS market is growing at a CAGR of 35%. Our WCaaS market, which analysts believe is similar, will reach US $8 billion in 4 years' time. We have been working to ensure we're preparing our company for scale to take advantage of this. Moving to slide 18. We have a powerful growth strategy in place with six main ways for us to sustain growth and increase market penetration. And looking at these, it's also worth remembering that in this new COVID-19 operating environment, that while we have more than two decades of experience in crisis communications, this area traditionally only accounts for a small portion of platform usage and revenue. While COVID-19 is bringing some new customers to us because they require expertise to meet an immediate need, we believe this won't just be a temporary increase in customers. We know from our experience over the last decade that once customers begin using our software with one specific use case, we tend to become embedded in their workflows. You've seen an example today of how we're successfully acquiring new customers with channel partners across key markets. Slide 19 shows how we're using our competitive strengths to strengthen the moat. We know from our customers and industry that our scalable platform with on-demand capabilities that integrates with existing IT systems, that is a low-code, no-code platform, is a real differentiator for us. Harnessing the 7 points you see here enables us have a long-term strategy of developing innovative communication technologies that enable accelerated digital transformation of critical communications using AI and machine learning to ensure we're able to keep meeting our customers' evolving needs. Turning to slide 20, This quarter has certainly brought to the fore the reason for why we exist and what we're doing to assist organisations. As much of the workforce has been forced to quickly work remotely, and most organisations have had the way that they do business disrupted, the world has had to quickly evolve the way that it communicates. And we are at the front and centre of this trend. We believe that when organisations engage with people effectively, value is created. Thank you for joining us on the Whisper Journey.